Good evening and welcome to KCEO Radio AM 1000. This is the 11th Hour Ministries coming to you from Carlsbad, California. We call this program the 11th Hour Ministries because it is a Bible-based program. We're here to study the mystery of the gospel, the 20th century application to timeless instruction through the Word of God in this lost modern world. Here at the 11th Hour Ministries, we use what's called the NIV, the New International Version of the Bible. And so we would encourage you, if you're listening at home and have the opportunity to read a Bible while we're follow along with us here, that you would do so. There are many versions of the Bible, and they all do apply. We just use this New International Version, feeling that it's the most applicable to our modern-day translation in English. And so here at the 11th Hour Ministries, we consider it to be a miracle in motion to be able to come to you via the radio and speak about the Word of God according to His rules and decrees and commands through the actual Bible exactly as it is written by God. And what we believe is that this gives people the ability to have God do the finest work in them through His true word versus what would be a watered-down version if I were to give you some type of scripture that wasn't accurate or my interpretation of it or something of that nature. Then we feel here that it would be very misleading and certainly would not be accurate. So once again, this is the 11th Hour Ministries coming to you from KCEO Radio, AM 1000. And we also have a website, which is 11thhourministries.net. And so if there are folks out there listening, we are more than happy to provide what's called a Bible promise book for those folks who may be listening and don't already have a Bible. We would send that to you free of charge. Just drop us a line on the 11thhourministries.net, and we'd be glad to send you a copy of the Bible Promise book. The reason for this program is that in our modern days living, we go out into the world. We have the standard routine of work and family and the things that we do in our daily routines. Well, we wonder how important God is to us all and where we place Him in our priorities of our lives. And it's very important if you're looking to have a successful, tranquil, peaceful existence and actually go to heaven eventually, would be the main goal, is that it's imperative that you have a working relationship with God. The only way to do that is to read the Bible and understand His precepts and commands and is basically it's the modern day rule book, the rules of successful living, so to speak. And so here at the 11th Hour Ministries, we're praying tonight that there would be people out there that would be feeling something missing in their lives or feeling a little bit uncomfortable, that there may be a void in their life of some sort, and that we'd like to be able to invite you into develop a new understanding of the Bible and to give you some tools to work with in your relationship with God and how to create a new walking hand-in-hand relationship with our Father. So this is a bold new Bible-based program, and we do call it Keeping It Real here at 11th Hour Ministries. We will be tonight going over some pretty tough scripture. When I say that, there's things that mankind has interpreted from the Bible. There are many churches, many denominations of church, and there's only one true calling from God through the Bible and from Jesus Christ through the Bible. And so when we call it Keeping It Real here at the 11th Hour Ministries, one of the reasons why is because we're kind of here to perpetuate the truth, no matter how that falls on people's ears, to be here and present this information. Anything then point blank according to God's rules is doing no service to ourselves or those who may be listening. And we always recommend never take a man's opinion. Always check anything that you hear according to a church or a preacher. Check with scripture on what you're hearing from someone, and that will give you God's direction rather than man's either opinion or direction. And so tonight we're going to be looking into places where there are some very serious controversies or discrepancies in what, how we're to follow the Lord's commands, how a church is to apply the word of God and the rules of God in order to perpetuate his truth and the works that he wants done through and with us. So that being said, there's a few things that will coincide with what we're talking about here. And one is that in the first instant of life, when a child is born, the miracle of birth, there's a spirit that there's a little human that comes from a woman that has no breath, has no life. And the doctor gives a tap on the baby's bottom, and when the baby takes its first breath, there's a spirit and a life that is instantly interjected into this body. And it's very clear through the Bible. Jesus says in the Bible that we are to return like children if we want to enter the kingdom. And to be like little children is what the Bible, that Jesus clearly always reverts us back to. And one thing that is just thought-provoking that I'd like to put out tonight is when we're born, we would be the most helpless that we would ever be in life, by way of not being able to care for ourselves, feed ourselves, things of this nature. And we have to wonder, is if God's going to give us a new life, is he not the closest to us at the inception of our birth? The first breath we take is the first time that we're actually put into the world. And that first breath is, we would have to imagine, to be as close to God as we ever could possibly be, because we've just come from, he just put our life in our bodies. So the thought-provoking question is from the moment of birth and every minute and hour and day thereafter, are we not becoming further away from the innocence that an infant has, having just been born from spirit has been come from heaven onto earth? People who go to church, and as the older we get and the more intelligent, quote unquote, that we get, we seem to feel that we are wiser. And we are wiser by way of standards of the world. But during the course of going to many different churches and seeing people who have all these different opinions, and they wrestle and struggle with many different scriptures and try to interpret what the purpose and the meaning of the message of God is, it dawns on me that what eventually is happening, it seems that the further away from that breath of life that we first took, the more we foul the channel between God and ourselves by our own intelligence, which in my humble opinion is distancing us from God. So in essence, the main comment to that is that as adults, let us not stand in the way of the innocence of the first breath we took and the closeness that we were with God. Let us take and put aside all of our man-made or adult wisdom that we think we have sorted things out and thought things through, and let's revert back to openness and innocence of children and of infant type of innocence, so that we can absorb the truth of God, the Word of God, as He wants us to know it, and that way this information would be more well received rather than argued over or disputed. So that being said, the one thing that we want really to people to understand also is that this is, we're here tonight to really study and wrestle with the mystery of the gospel. We believe here that, you know, no man has the market cornered on the truth of the Word of God. And so all we're doing is wanting to perpetuate the actual truth of God, let people know through the real scriptures being read, and let them wear that on their own hearts and determine for themselves how it applies to their lives. I happen to be a person who, before I knew the Lord, was in the world. I was very successful in business, had many things of the world that would, that seemed to be what should make me happy, and there was something missing in my relationships with others, be it romantic relationships or just friendships. I had a business that was successful. I had money. There were times when I didn't, and it seemed like no matter what I did, I still couldn't. Anytime I achieved a certain goal, I had to look somewhere else for our happiness, and I kept kind of bouncing from one different topic to another and looking in all the wrong places, in other words. So until I realized that dropping to my knees in submission to the Lord and reading the Word of God and understanding it fully and walking hand in hand with our Lord, I was never going to find the answer. And it, what it did is, having been able to develop a relationship with God, has now filled a void in me that nothing else on this planet Earth can fill. It quenches a thirst like nothing else on this earth can quench. And it's so fruitful. It's such a blessing to get to know our Lord. And that's, once again, the reason for this program this evening. So there's a song that goes along with this walk that I was on in my life, and we really would love for you folks to hear. So please kick back and listen to this following song.
Today I went back to the place where I used to go. Today I saw that same old crowd I knew before. When they asked me what had happened, I tried to tell them.
Thanks to Calvary,
I don't come here anymore.
Thanks to Calvary,
I am not the man that I used to be.
Thanks to Calvary,
things are different than before. While the tears ran down my face, I tried to tell them,
thanks to Calvary,
we don't come here anymore. Then we went back to the house where we used to live. My little boy ran and hid behind the door. And I said, son, oh, little boy, don't be afraid, because you've got a brand new daddy now.
Thanks to Calvary,
we don't live here.
Thanks to Calvary,
not the dad that I used to be.
Thanks to Calvary,
things are different than before. Joe, while the tears ran down my face, I tried to tell my little boy. I said, son, thanks to Calvary.
Thanks to Calvary.
We don't live here. No, thank God, we don't live here anymore.
And amen, amen. What a powerful, powerful song. Thanks to Calvary, we don't come here anymore. My life has transformed. I'm actually have become a new creation from the man I once was to the man I am currently. And it's just an amazing transformation. Not to say that there isn't, you know, struggle in life, but the Bible and walking with the Lord gives you such an understanding of why things happen and how to behave so that, you know, certain results occur to live a more sinless life that God can bless. The question always that I ask myself is, can God bless my action, or can he bless my thought, or will he bless my action, or will he bless my thought? And if we live a life that is more aligned to God's desires, he absolutely can. The promise from him in the Bible is that he will absolutely super bless your life. For every thing, every trap or scheme that Satan lays down, there a double blessing awaits us, the Bible says. And so it's so awesome to know that promise is there. God does not and will not break his promise to us. And it's so fruitful and so filling to be able to share that kind of love with our Father. And once again, we're here, KCEO Radio, AM 1000. This is the 11th Hour Ministries. My name is Mark, and I actually am a member of what's called the Lighthouse Christian Church of Oceanside, and that happens to be in North County in the San Diego region. And the Lighthouse Church, I'd just like to say, is a place where, through all the instructions of the Bible, church has an obligation to set a certain program and to follow certain rules of how the congregation is to be handled, or, you know, what events and parts of that service should be added to a gathering of Christians. And the Lighthouse Church, in my opinion, I've been 10 years in and out of different churches, and I finally made a home in there's what's called the Lighthouse Christian Church of Oceanside. And there's a reason for that. That is that this church, without any question whatsoever, follows the Word of God, which I've studied intently to the letter. And when a church does that, what happens is that God is alive and well in the building. You walk in the doors of the Lighthouse Christian Church of Oceanside for a service, and you can feel God as soon as you walk in the door. And so anyone who would be in the San Diego area, I super highly encourage. This is a church that just absolutely, God is blessing, and he's thrilled with the works of this church. And I'm just so thrilled to, every day I go in there, it's people are in tears of joy. I mean, you have to experience service at this church to know the full feeling or flavor of it. But if you are anywhere near San Diego or the North County area of San Diego, the Lighthouse Christian Church of Oceanside. They can be found on the web at lightcc.org. That, once again, is lightcc.org. And they also have a program on Channel 18 on Saturday afternoons between 12 and 1 on KOCT-TV. Channel 18, Saturdays between 12 and 1. Once again, the reason for my, you know, I'm just a member there, but the reason for my admiration for this church is that when you join a church, you become a part of the body, and it's just so awesome to share God's love with people who really are seeking Him and want to find out the truth according to the Word of God, and it happens there in a huge way. And so one thing that we have to ask ourselves is, what does God want us to do? In our lives, we go through having our own opinions and doing things in our own way. And the question is, how can I be saved, or how can I develop a relationship with God? There's an outline there from the church that does clarify what God wants of us to do in that case of seeking Him. And the first thing we have to do is to believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, who died to pay for your sins and rose again to secure you for eternal life. And so, in essence, we know that God has, in our faith, we have to literally believe that Jesus was the Son of God. Once we are able to, the Bible in Matthew 16 says, Simon Peter answered, "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God." And when you get to know Jesus and have a relationship with Jesus, who in the Bible is our brother, God happens to be our Father, and Jesus is our brother, it's just phenomenal, and it will change your life forever. We need to submit our lives to God, and these things all will follow. Then number two is that we need to repent, which means to turn from our sins and ask God to forgive you. And what are our sins? Well, God has given us an internal compass, which makes it clear what our sin is to us. You know that by way of the guilty feelings or things that your true compass, true north compass within you clearly makes you realize when you feel good about what you're doing. And if you ask yourself the question, you know, can God bless this and will God bless this? If the answer is no, that's sin. It's that simple. If you're not doing things to, you know, kind acts to others and to consider others in front of yourself as one of the commands of the Bible, whatever measure you use, it will be measured to you. Do unto others as you have them do unto you, etc. So there are people who I'm sure are in adulterous relationships, things of this nature. There are people who sell drugs. There's so many different things that happen in our lives around us, and those folks know who they are, and you can't hide from God. So you need to be able to repent from whatever sin you're in and let God make you a new creation. So in Acts 3:19, the Bible says to repent then and turn to God so that your sins may be wiped out, that times of refreshing may come from the Lord. So God will refresh you, in other words, is the whole idea. And so if you're weighed down in sin, you will definitely feel that burden. And we invite you to repent from that type of behavior. And then ask Jesus Christ to come into your life and be the Lord of your life. That's number three. Ask God to if you've been driving and steering your own vehicle, or we call it drive the bus in life. And in my world, I was pretty much, if I didn't have a flat tire or ran out of gas, I was hitting a wall. And if that sounds familiar, that's what asking Jesus Christ to come into your life and be the Lord of your life. Let Him drive. Get in the passenger seat. Let Jesus drive your bus and see where He takes you. What kind of plan can man make for himself that Jesus hasn't made that would be tremendously more fruitful and exciting than a man could make for himself? And in Revelation 3:20, it says, "Here I am. I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come in." And Jesus isn't going to bust through the door. He's not going to barge into your life. He wants to be invited in. And so that's another very important piece of this. So number four is to confess Him as your Savior. We need to confess our sins, and then we also need to confess Him as our Savior. And you can do this at the Lighthouse Church. That's, once again, the Lighthouse Christian Church of Oceanside. It's just an open forum for people to be able to come to this church and to go through all these steps in order to gain a greater relationship with God. And I watch it happen on a regular basis. I watch people come in who don't know God, who haven't submitted their lives to God, some people who have already given their lives over to God, and then they've turned away from and gotten lost a little bit in their lives. And so that it's like coming home again for those people who know God and have turned from Him. But the ability to confess Him as your Savior, you're invited on a every weekly basis to do that through the Lighthouse Christian Church of Oceanside. And Romans 10:9 says, if you confess Him with your mouth, Jesus is Lord, and believe in your heart that God raised Him from the dead, you will be saved. And there's also in Matthew 10:32, whoever acknowledges me before men, I will also acknowledge him before my Father in heaven. And so step four is to confess Him as your Savior. Number five is where tonight's going to get a little tougher. And that is that you must be baptized. That the term baptized actually comes from the Greek. The Hebrew translation of baptized is to be immersed. There's different translations from one language to another. But what we do know is that in order to be baptized, the word baptized is actually telling us that we must be immersed. So number five is that you must be baptized as your own faith response. And this, of course, the Lighthouse Church, Christian Church of Oceanside, once again, they have an area that people are baptized on a regular basis. The baptismal is always open to anyone. And so here again, there's a scripture that applies to this, and it says Matthew 28:19, therefore go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. And also in Acts 2:38, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the forgiveness of your sins. Now, there's also step number six, which says to follow Christ. So letting Him lead you through the Holy Spirit in His Word, no question about it, once again, a Lighthouse Church, or any Bible-based church for that matter, that follows this true standard that God has set forth for us to find Him and know Him and worship Him in a great way. We need to also, number six, is to follow Christ. And in Galatians 5:25, it goes to say, since we have lived by the Spirit, let us keep in step with the Spirit. So what the controversy that comes along with baptism is some people are thinking that there's the praying, confessing Jesus into your heart is enough to be saved in our lives and to be able to go to heaven and live a God-filled, God-blessed life. And contrary to the church teachings in that particular case, it is inaccurate. This confess Him as your Savior. If you confess Him with your mouth, Jesus is Lord, and believe in your heart that God raised Him from the dead, you will be saved. Romans 10:9 is one scripture that is a very serious and important part of what God wants in His program in the course of being saved and to follow the Lord. He absolutely, that's an imperative step. But there are churches that promote that only being enough to get there, and it's not enough. And I'm about to go into why that is right now. So my question to you is if you're a member of a church and you're not asked to be baptized, then I would start to question why that is for the following reasons. And it's not because of my opinion. And again, this is the 11th Hour Ministries, and we are studying the mystery of the gospel, but we call it keeping it real, and here's why. The Bible talks in so many different places about being baptized. And that means to be immersed in water. What happens in our baptism is that we are to die to ourself and to be reborn in Christ. We die to our old self, and then when we, by going into and under the water, and then when we come back out of the water, we are a new creation. I have personally gone through that baptism event, and I've seen people do it, and it changes lives forever. Every person, but when they come out of that water, has a glow, and they're beaming in such a way that they wear the, you know, the Holy Spirit is just moving so powerfully through them. And so having a church that would be based on the one confession of God into your heart being enough to be saved versus tens and tens and tens of, there's probably 75 to 100 places in the Bible that speak of baptism by immersion. I think that if I was not in a church that didn't promote the baptism by immersion, I would ask questions and I would do the studying for myself. Ask the church what their take on the actual baptism by immersion is. And here is the scriptures that back up what I'm saying. The importance of baptism. Why should I be baptized? To follow the example set by Jesus. And Mark 1:9. At the time Jesus came from Nazareth in the Galilee, he was baptized by John in the Jordan. Jesus himself was baptized in the water by immersion, and he was baptized by John. And there's another scripture that says, Matthew 3:13 through 15, Matthew, Mark, and Luke all record this significant event. Jesus insisted on being baptized. So there are scriptures in each book, Matthew, Mark, and Luke, where Jesus absolutely insisted on being baptized. That is immersion by water. Then we go on to number two here, which is because Christ and his apostles commanded it. In Matthew 28:19-20, it says very clearly, and this is called the Great Commission, therefore go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. And so by way of Jesus Christ and his apostles commanding us to go make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, Acts 2:38 also says, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the forgiveness of your sins. Well, once again, we're talking about immersion, and at the Lighthouse Christian Church, I'm sort of trying to get at that if the church that you attend, or really prompting you to think of a situation where any church outside of baptism, there's a missing ingredient if you're not being led to the scriptures which teach us to be baptized. And my encouragement tonight is that you would question that and read for yourself, excuse me, the scriptures that apply to that, so you can, you know, determine for yourself if you're being guided in the right direction. So number three here, it says, it demonstrates my conversion that I really am a believer. In 1 John 2:3, it says, we know that we have come to know him if we obey his commands. And I used to think I was a pretty intelligent guy, but having learned to read the Bible and figure out the scriptures and to follow them with great zeal and fervor, I can assure you that the Bible even says, lean not on your own understanding. Having accepted the Bible and the true word of God, and having a passion for following the commands of our Lord and the precepts and decrees, we know that we have come to know him if we obey his commands. That's 1 John 2:3. Acts 18:8 says, many of the Corinthians who heard him believed and were baptized on the spot, by the way. The Bible clearly says that we are to believe and be baptized. I see people in my life who or even in the churches that sort of, oh, when I feel there's a certain day they want to be baptized, so they're going to wait for their birthday or a holiday and things of this nature. Jesus Christ is calling for this. The walk with the Lord is really an urgent call, and Jesus wants what he wants according to his rules. And I think that what you'll find is those who you may know who have not been baptized, or you know, find someone who has been baptized and find the difference between the two. A person who has followed the commands and the decrees of the Lord, their life is just super filled with the Holy Spirit. And that's because they followed the commands of the Lord. And just like the Corinthians, many of the Corinthians who heard him believed and were baptized. Mark 16:16 says, whoever believes and is baptized will be saved, but whoever does not believe will be condemned. And so once again, this is pure scripture. Whoever believes and is baptized, that means by immersion. That means going, dying to self, being immersed into the water, completely underwater, so that when you come back out of the water, you will be a new creation. Pretty clear scripture. What is the meaning of baptism? It illustrates Christ's death and resurrection. In Romans 6:4, it says, we therefore buried him through baptism into death, in order that, just as Christ was raised from the dead through the glory of the Father, we too may live a new life. And in Colossians 2:12, it says, for when you were baptized, you were buried with Christ into a baptism, and you are also raised with Christ. And so once again, you know, super important piece of the journey or commands, actually, of the Lord is to, you know, be baptized because you are buried with Christ, and then you are also raised with Christ. That's the symbolism behind the immersion by water. It also illustrates washing and cleansing of your sin. And as we know, in our lives, we go through a journey where we compile sin, and we, by going through the baptism, we actually are washed and cleansed from our sin. And the only way to have that happen in our lives is through baptism and or confession. And so Titus 3:5 says, he saved us through the washing of rebirth and the renewal by the Holy Spirit. And so it's super, super clear that God is instructing us to be baptized by water. And this is why we're, you know, kind of bringing this to your attention tonight, is it's, if you really want to get to know the Lord, if you really want to walk with God, if you really want to be as accurate as you possibly can according to his commands and decrees, then you must apply all his rules. You can't leave one out by virtue of convenience and for any reason whatsoever that you would not pay attention to every single rule, especially one as big as this. As I mentioned, I believe there's so many places in the Bible. If you have a computer and you get a Bible program that you type in the concordance the word baptized, and you'll just see where all the different places it occurs in the Bible. And we super encourage you to do that and to read those scriptures, to study them out, and determine that what God is trying to say to us through these scriptures. Then we go on to, it illustrates my new birth as a Christian. Jesus answered in John 3:5-7, Jesus answered, I tell you the truth, no one can enter the kingdom of God unless he is born of the water and the Spirit. You must be born again. And so it's a pretty powerful scripture. Once again, we're here trying to, you know, encourage people to do the studying for themselves. You know, if a church, I was part of the Catholic Church at portion of my life, and I thought the priest was the one who should read the Bible, and I would just go to him for wisdom. But I learned that God doesn't want any grandchildren. He wants a one-on-one relationship with each and every one of us. He wants to have an individual relationship with you and I. And so in order for us to do that, we need to go and gather the information from our Bible. And any church or organization that isn't encouraging us to do that isn't really helping us to gather as much knowledge as possible for us to walk our greatest walk with the Lord hand in hand. So once again, we're just bringing all this to your attention so that you have your own, you know, desire in your heart to go and find out more about where you do belong. And if you don't belong to a church, to encourage you to come to a church that does baptism, to do the studying about it, and to realize what you're doing as you go into this process. You are creating a new existence for yourself. You're leaving your old self behind. You're becoming a new creation. And what a new, exciting journey you start on when you make that choice in your life. Once again, here in the North County, there's the Lighthouse Christian Church of Oceanside. They are can be found on the web at lighthcc.org. And all of the steps that we just discussed are things that this church does on a weekly basis. They don't skip any steps, and they are continually keeping the process as accurate as it's supposed to be according to the Bible, which is number one, to believe, number two, to repent, number three, to ask Christ into your life, number four, to confess him as your Savior, number five, to be baptized, and number six, to follow him. And so why do we be baptized by immersion? Because Jesus was baptized that way, and he baptized others that way. Matthew 3:16 says, as soon as Jesus was baptized, he went up out of the water. After this, Jesus and his disciples went out into the Judean countryside, where they spent some time with them and baptized. Now John also was baptizing, and Anan and Silam, because they were plenty of water and people were constantly coming to be baptized. So every baptism in the New Testament was by immersion, every single one. There's no indication of children being baptized in the Bible. And so there's becomes rituals and legalistic behavior and principles that have been put in place by man according to how a church is to be, the steps that are necessary to develop a great relationship with God and be walking hand in hand with him. But the fact of the matter is that unless you're being instructed super accurately, then someone is kind of shortchanging you. And that's according to the Word of God, not according to Mark. And that's according to the Scripture. And so the key is, you know, why would we ever get into something that we wouldn't want to excel at to the greatest depths and levels that we possibly could, especially when you're talking about something of this importance? People spend so much time in their jobs or in their careers or with their child, but, you know, they bear children and raise them, and, you know, they spend a lifetime developing knowledge in so many things and in so many ways. And this is the greatest place to get involved with, giving the most effort you can for developing great relationship with the maker of our, the creator of all existence and everyone and everything. And what happens in that case is you become, your life becomes fruitful. You actually, God will super bless your life. The Bible promises that everything you put your hands to will be blessed. Your barns will overflow. I mean, what happens, you know, this is a lot of, sounds like a lot of work to go through to become a true disciple or a true person who follows the Lord and follows his commands and ways. But it's really a relationship with your dad or your brother that love you so much. Your dad loves you so much, he offered his son on a cross for your sin and mine. And your brother loves you so much that he accepted to be hung on that cross for your sin and mine and shed his blood. And so what we know is to have that much love with a brother and a father that want to give us so much love more, why would we deny that of ourselves? And so this is once again the reason why we're kind of going in this baptism direction tonight, is that God put it on my heart that there's a lot of churches that have many different doctrines. There's a lot of churches that have things happen in many different ways. And if they're not giving you total, accurate, super clear direction on exactly what the Word of God tells us to do according to the Bible, end of story, no question about it, crossed all the T's and dotted all the I's, there's no mistakes about the Bible whatsoever. Every word of the Bible is God breathed. And this is why this scripture being so important, this act, this is actually, it's a thing you go through the motions of and do. Without that, you're missing a piece of God's will for your life. And so once again, we go back to we're encouraging you to find a church that encourages you to believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, a church that encourages you to repent and turn from your sin, one that asks that Jesus Christ, that tells you or promotes you to ask Jesus Christ to come into your life and be the Lord of your life, one that asks you to confess that Jesus Christ is your Savior. Jesus Christ is my Lord and my Savior. That's the great confession. One that promotes baptism by immersion, period, end of story. And that's why we said earlier on it was going to be a little bit keeping it real here at the 11th Hour Ministries, but that's a fact, and your life will be so super blessed with it. And if for some reason you're not being directed in that direction, that's what we're here for tonight. If you don't believe it, read your own Bible. That's what we're all here for, is to prompt you to go to your own Bible and study it out. That's what we call it, is to find whatever topic is of discussion or of interest or controversy, etc., and dig into it. Go into your own Bible and get other Christians or other people to go into the scripture with you. The Bible clearly says that every word of the Bible is God-breathed, and God carried the hand of the man who wrote every scripture in the Bible. And so once again, we're going back to, many, many, many places in the Bible that clearly indicate that baptism is to a huge part of this. So all that being said, one of the things that we do here at the 11th Hour Ministries is we're trying to eliminate what we call couch potato Christians, and that our Christian life or Christian walk is not supposed to be a spectator sport. And we're asking you to get out of your comfort zones, to get God's word out into the world. And God loves every one of us, but we're not here asked by God to simply sit by and watch our world spiral out of control. We're called to do something about it. And we see with these radio programs, which in my opinion, with the Jerry Springer television program, Howard Stern radio program, there's many, many people in Hollywood, all the different things that promote filth and immorality. What's going to counterbalance that in our worlds if we're not going to step up as Christians and people who follow the word of the Lord and follow his commands and decrees and share that truth with others? Then we're not doing the work of the Lord. We're selling them short. And so one thing that we've come to put together here at the 11th Hour Ministries is we follow rules in our country. God bless America, right? Constitution of the United States of America. Well, we're here promoting tonight the Bible, which we consider to be the Constitution of God. So what do we do by the Constitution of the United States of America? We follow the law to the letter or we pay. Well, what happens in the same concept with God's Constitution? Well, you can't be innocent by not knowing the law. The ignorance of the law is no excuse to God or to our laws. And so when we feel outside of our comfort zone, when we have a certain way that something in our lives is, there's a void of some sort, or there's pain, or there's many different things that are indicators that we're not walking properly with God's commands and direction, our hearts know it, and God knows it, and He's actually calling us closer to Him by not giving us our own way. He will bless our lives if we're living according to Him, and He will correct us if we are being ignorant to His law. And so the question we have tonight is it really God bless America, or is it God less America? Are we losing grip on what really matters the most to us in our country and in our world when the Pledge of Allegiance, I mean, we have God coming out of every state and city and local governing body known to man. It's at an alarming rate. We even have people trying to take a cross down off of the top of Mount Soledad that's been since the 1950s. It's just amazing because this symbol cannot and will not be denied. Our Father God and Jesus, whether you follow His commands or not, it's not, the truth will not change. The Bible and the truth in the Bible can and will not be changed. So are we smart enough to know better? Are we stubborn enough to not bother? Are we determined enough to argue about it till we're blue in the face to win an argument? You want to be right or you want to be happy? Well, that's a comment from Dr. Phil, but he also says, how's that working for you? And, you know, I got to love Dr. Phil. The only problem with his show that I see is that I wish Dr. Phil added scripture into all the things. What a great campaign he has. What a great platform he has to use his works to change people's lives across our country. But yet, the only thing that would really enhance his program 1,000% would be to have, you know, scripture backing what he says. Very intelligent man. How's that working for you? How's the life you're living working for you now? We actually here at the 11th Hour Ministries make one very simple claim, and that is if you have a marriage or if you have a relationship that's broken, shattered, distressed, whatever you want to call it, and you really want in their heart of hearts changes, that within an hour's time, we would absolutely be able to make a humongous impact and turn that Titanic around. And that very simply happens by saying that if a marriage or a relationship that is suffering, to consider others in front of yourself is the first rule that we would be promoting in that particular case. And see what happens when you start to consider others in front of yourself. And there's so many different parts of that. It's a whole nother program that we need to get into. But God's powerful and the Bible's powerful and God's alive and well and real. The Bible is living and active. Every single word is God-breathed and it is for real. And Jesus is here with us on this planet Earth. And we are super clear that in witnessing so many people's lives, including my own, that was once upon a time I was living a life of, I was a very worldly man. And the things of the world, more cars, more toys, more women, more drugs, more alcohol, more everything you can dream of. And nothing was satisfying that burning desire inside to feel whole. And the void inside me, there was a big, giant black hole that I couldn't fill no matter where I turned. And I tried to turn everywhere. Well, there, once again, I'm 46 years old. I've lived many different places. I've lived quite a high life, so to speak, as far as worldly levels are concerned, or worldliness, and I had nothing. I mean, and all of what I did and where I went, and I now am married with a woman who loves God, and our relationship, we share God together. I have two awesome, beautiful children, and the people that are around me, the family of believers. God says that, Jesus says in the Bible, who is my mother and who are my brothers? Those who follow the commands of our Lord and follow the decrees of God. And so that makes anyone who believes in our Lord my brother or sister. And we all become one family of believers. And tonight we're asking that you really dig down deep and find, you know, someone in your life who is doesn't even know the Lord. Invite them to the Lighthouse Christian Church of Oceanside. Again, on the web, it's at lightcc.org. What an awesome place to walk in the door, and you will feel God alive and well in your life, and you will never be the same. You become a new creation. So if you don't know God, find yourself a good Bible-based church. We super encourage you to understand that if you're not being baptized, you're being ripped off. You are not being given the truth according to the Word of God. Your church is not guiding you properly. That's the end of the story according through the Scripture. And for those who, you know, really want to dig in deep and learn how to walk hand in hand with our God accurately as He would have us do so, then read them. Read the Scriptures to find that out, and super challenge your church and your pastors to figure out why on earth would you withhold this information or steer me away from the baptism that's so clearly stated in the Bible. And so if you already know the Lord and you want to renew your relationship with the Lord or worship in a place where God is super alive and super well, then we'll be looking forward to seeing you on Sunday morning church at the Lighthouse Christian Church of Oceanside. It's right in Oceanside Boulevard in Mesa. You can find that on the internet at lightcc.org. Once again, this is the 11th Hour Ministries coming to you from San Diego, California, North County. And we love you with the love of the Lord. We pray that God keep you close to Him and that God super bless you with His truth through the Word of God and the Bible according to Scripture. God bless.
KCEO, Vista, San Diego.